It has been over 50 years since the landmark Gideon v. Wainwright Supreme Court decision, which guaranteed the right to counsel to people who couldn't afford it. But the decision did not clarify how the services would be paid for. The rules vary from state to state, and in New York, it can vary from county to county. In 2006, New York issued a report that examined the state of indigent legal services. Known as the Kaye Commission Report, it found a list of issues, including that there were no clear standards about whether a client is indigent and eligible for representation, no standards on performance, and that caseloads were excessive. Melanie Trimble, the Capital Region Chapter Director of New York Civil Liberties Union, says indigent legal services work in a variety of ways.
Some counties have a public defender office and have employed several attorneys to work within them, some of them part-time and some of them full-time. Other counties have no office of public defense services.
In 2014, New York State settled a class action lawsuit known as Harrell-Herring. Along with 20 plaintiffs, the NYCLU claimed that, quote, the state is knowingly and systematically violating the fundamental rights of its poorest citizens, unquote. The settlement was only subject to five counties, Ontario, Onondaga, Schuyler, Suffolk, and Washington. The five counties represented different types of indigent services.
So we wanted to demonstrate to the state that people were not being provided adequate defense services in these counties, and then stipulate through the lawsuit what types of remedies we would look for in settling these services.
According to court documents, the counties would be required to ensure improved eligibility determinations, provide caseload relief for attorneys, and improve the overall quality of mandated representation. But what about the other 57 counties?
This is a crisis in New York State.
Jonathan Gradess is the executive director of New York State Defenders Association.
Most lawyers in this state have caseloads that are way too high. There are places in the state where those caseloads are up in the nature of 1,000 or 2,000 cases a year.
The New York State Defenders Association's backup center provides direct services to any lawyer who is handling cases in family court or in criminal court. The organization handles 2,000 cases a year and provides technical assistance for municipalities. According to Gradess, just to reach the national standard would require more funding.
That standard is 40 years old. It's way, way out of date. It's not low enough. But just to reach it would cost about $90 million.
Albany Area Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, a Democrat, recently introduced a bill that would expand the effects of the lawsuit to the rest of the state. Fahey calls the current system of indigent legal services an unfunded state mandate.
This bill would not only relieve that mandate, but it would also raise the standards.
While the New York City area is mostly funded, 52 out of 62 counties bear the cost of indigent legal services. Public defenders are paid by local taxpayers through property taxes, which vary. The bill would require New York to take on the cost and put in regulations on caseloads for public defenders. It is estimated the cost to the state would be $300 to $400 million over 4 years.
But we believe it will provide a better quality of representation regardless of what county an individual lives in.
Fahey also says that there could be savings upwards of $4 million a year.
If you have quality legal representation at the time of arraignment, we might prevent somebody from going to jail for a few days while waiting to see a judge.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and former Judge Larry Rosen drafted the original bill.
And in our first phone call, I said, the timing is right.
Fahey says there is support in the Assembly and that she is working with Senate members to pass the bill.
50 years is a long time, but we believe it's the right time to fix this once and for all.
Reporting from Albany, for WAMC News, I'm Hunter Harrison.